the actual budget originally I did not vote for, but what happened on Friday night and Saturday, we were able to get a number of business reforms, I guess you could say, that Jim Durkin, our leader from the House, was able to get worked out with the Democratic folks, anywhere from creation of the Blue Collar Job Act, creation of a data center tax incentive, a reinstatement of the manufacturer's purchase credit, the elimination of the antiquated Illinois franchise tax, the elimination of cap on the retailer's discount. And there's a number of good reforms that we believe would help business, and we were able to get those resolved. And so there's something for everyone to like and something for everyone to hate. I totally understand that. And then from there, we went to two bills, Senate Bill 690 and Senate Bill 1939. They dealt with money for schools. They dealt with money for the roads, the bridges. And that's where the 38, 39 cent tax on gasoline came about, the tax on cigarettes. And, of course, those were very tough to take. But at the same time, when I talk to people every week about the roads that we have, the conditions that we have just throughout our district, something needed to be done before we lose our infrastructure.
I wanted to ask you about the graduated tax amendment, which you voted against, but which passed the General Assembly anyway. And, of course, that's not the last word on this. It's now up to the voters to decide whether to ratify an amendment on this to the state constitution. You know, looking ahead, what's the argument you want to make to voters who might be on the fence on this issue?
Well, I'll tell you what. The last graduated income tax was 30 years ago that was put in place.
What state was that?
Connecticut.
In Connecticut.
At one point, their business was growing, their economy was fine, the jobs were there. This took place, and you could see the drop of jobs, you could see the drop of the economy, and you can see connection there. There's not been a lot of graduated income tax states anywhere in the recent past that have done this. And so that is, you know, something to look at from history's perspective. And along with that is we're looking at, what, $3.4 billion, and we have no improvements on business, no ways to help the economy grow, just nothing. And I'm just concerned about the history that we've done, along with there's been nothing to help the business and climate, nothing at all.
Another bill you voted against was one to legalize recreational marijuana, but it's a bill that looks like it's headed towards being signed by the governor anyway. What next as far as you and anybody else that has concerns about this issue, about how the state handles marijuana as a legal commodity?
This probably splits our districts in several ways, but I voted against it primarily because of two things. The medical associations, from the doctors, the pediatrics, just a number of groups came out against this. And, of course, they're there to help protect us or help us with our health. And they just flat out, no uncertain terms, said that this is not good for us at all, in a short story. Our law enforcement came out and said we're going to have more accidents, you're going to have more deaths, you're going to have more issues with this, and they're responsible for our safety. To me, this is like we're not ready for this at all. So where we are in the future with this, we'll have to see. But I'm very concerned on the impact this is going to have on our state and our youth.